What's up, guys? BDS is in the building once again, guys, with my beautiful wife, Mrs. Situation, recording another Here's the Sitch podcast, the positive podcast you never knew you needed.
What's up, guys? It is episode number 23.
Fire content, for sure.
Bringing straight fire positivity.
Exactly.
Much needed in 2020.
Well, we just got hit by a hurricane the last couple days. I don't know about you guys, but it had hit most of the East Coast, right, honey?
Yeah, it started down in the Caribbean and hit Florida. Not too bad. It hit the North Carolina terribly.
Mm.
By the time it got up to us in good old Jersey, I think it was a tropical storm.
Mm-hmm.
It had already gone down a few levels.
Mm-hmm.
However, it took our power lines down for almost a week.
I think they said there was over 1 million people out of power over on the East Coast.
Yeah, and actually when I was getting a car wash today, earlier in the day, there were people saying there are still parts of our hometown that have no power.
Oh, it's so horrible. Guys, we were without power for, I think, 3 to 4 days, right, honey?
It was 4 days and 3 nights, and it was brutal.
Brutal.
We had to relocate to a family member.
We stayed home here for about two days. We were sleeping in like 85 degree.
Hotter.
You know, 90 degree weather in our house because the air conditioning wasn't working. And the house just kept heating up and heating up. And Mosey was getting,
with his poor coat. That was really why we relocated. You know, Mosey deserves the best.
All of our food spoiled.
Oh, yep. Both fridges. We had to throw everything out.
It's crazy.
It was a big waste.
We are lucky and very grateful that
Nobody
was hurt. We didn't have any power lines down. Trees.
Oh, yeah. We didn't have any big trees on our property because all the surrounding homes and the communities, everyone has these monster ancient trees that have collapsed and fell down, and it's just a big mess over here.
I didn't even think it was that bad because when we started driving around, Jenny texted me and she's like, wait till you drive around the neighborhood and see exactly what happened, because we were lucky. Like I said, no trees had gone down on our property, but as soon as we left the development, there was trees down everywhere, power lines down everywhere, and I was like, wow, this thing was more serious than we thought.
Yeah, it was super dangerous, and there were tornadoes as well.
A tornado?
There were tornadoes touched down in Cape May County. But, you know, we're, thank God, our family, our friends, everybody's safe and healthy.
Yes, we hope you guys are safe too.
And we hope you guys are as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the forces, what is it called when it's a...
Force of nature?
Force of nature, but when it's like...
Mother nature?
It's like an act of God. Like insurance things. It's like, you know, if this happens, or an act of God.
I think 2020 has been a year of that. Crisis after crisis.
Yeah, so what I've been basically, you know, living to have a mantra this week is to do not underestimate 2020.
I totally agree.
It's just, we're rolling with the punches.
We are, all of us.
And you got to expect the unexpected.
Yeah. But if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Mm.
So I think preparation is the key, especially during these times, having a schedule.
Guys, if you can find a way to get a generator, highly suggest
that is next on our list.
Investing in a generator.
Insane. We were so jealous because for about 3 days we were without power and we had the windows open. And my wife is like, "What is that noise outside?" I'm like, "Honey, someone's got a generator.
Whole house generator."
Yeah.
My parents had one, so thank God we headed over there.
I know. Yeah.
And
we were over there for almost 2 days.
Yeah.
And
tail end of it.
Wasn't it weird when you went over there, even though we're in our 30s? When we got over there, I felt like I was a kid again.
Yeah, it was so nice because we went to sleep and I felt like I had no responsibility.
Because you're at your parents' house.
I felt like I had no bills. I was like, can we just stay here for another few nights? For some reason, feel like, let's just stay here and save our money.
Yeah.
It was like a good feeling.
I would like to return my my subscription to adulthood.
Yeah.
My 7-day trial's up and I'm good with it. I just want to go back to my parents' house and save my money.
Yeah. So guys, if you are home, don't look at it as a setback. Look at it as a time to save and spend. Also, make those memories and spend that time with your family.
Yeah.
And enjoy yourself because life is too short.
Exactly, honey. What did we want to talk about today? I wanted to talk about patience. And I know we've spoke about that before, but also, you know, trusting the process and sort of the double-edged sword of instant gratification. Do you know what that means?
Yeah. So to me, instant gratification is like...
I think in today's society, we are programmed to want something quicker, faster, stronger, no wait, hence, you know, Wi-Fi and 5G and all that other things. I think that's sort of like a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Similar to exercise, you can want instant gratification or you want results quicker and you really don't get it. You know what I mean? And if you do take like performance enhancing supplements, that could be your detriment.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is sort of trust the process, and that instant gratification is a lie, you know?
It is a lie because it's a trick. It's really, you know, it's like, it's almost like when you give somebody something that they haven't earned and they don't appreciate it because they haven't worked for it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give someone instant gratification on anything, it's almost like they haven't learned the lessons of what it took to achieve that.
Yeah.
So they're not going to cherish it and treat that, whether it's like your body or results or some kind of success, they're not going to treat it with the utmost preciousness that it deserves because they didn't work for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That happens a lot in recovery too. Everyone, you know, in the beginning of recovery and everyone's like, oh, I want to, you know, get my life back and I want to build my life. It takes time. You got to trust the process and move forward and accept where you are at the particular time period.
Yeah. There are no shortcuts to positivity. There are no shortcuts to health. There is no magic pill.
To work? There's really no shortcuts to work either.
There's no shortcuts to money. I mean, there really isn't shortcuts to things that are worthwhile having, which is why you need to put in the work on a daily basis.
So what I'm getting from you is shortcuts are almost like traps.
Exactly. They are traps because they might give you that instant gratification where you think you're tricked into thinking you achieved what should have taken you years.
Oh my God, I have such a good analogy. Oh my goodness. Go ahead. So you win the lottery, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have millions of dollars now, but you don't know how to take care of the money. You don't, you don't have the accountants, you don't have the lawyers. Now that you have these millions of dollars, you don't know what to do with it.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen right away.
What?
Right away is for your entire life, you've been on a W-2 job, which means that you've been already prepaying your taxes. You have no idea. So what's going to happen is you're going to get a lump sum payment and you're not going to save because you don't know that you're supposed to save. For the taxes.
You're going to spend all your money.
You're going to spend all your money. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the year, your accountant's going to be like, oh, you want $1 million? You owe $500K to Uncle Sam tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what they do. You hear so many stories about people that won the lotto that either died.
There was like a show on
spent all their money. They didn't know what to do with it. And the same thing happens sort of with celebrities. You get money so quickly. And it's sort of like a double-edged sword because you're not prepared on how to handle that.
Yeah, you're not educated on it. You haven't planned for that windfall or that success. So you haven't had the foresight to hire, you know, certain people to make sure things are done the proper way and then had the experience of how to navigate that kind of world.
Yeah. And now on the opposite side of that, if you worked a job for 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you worked all the way up the ladder to promotion after promotion after promotion. Guess what? You're going to know how to deal with that money because you had gradual increases.
Yep.
And it was almost like you were trusting the process and now you know what to do. Now you have the connections over the 10 years.
You've built relationships. You might have someone you work with, whether you invest money. You have contacts at your bank or your IRA or all these different things because you've slowly been taking that climb in life.
Yeah.
And learning and navigating along the way. So if you really think about it, a lot of the times these things that look like shortcuts, a lot of the times they're tests and traps.
Tests, yes, and traps. I totally agree.
And you can succeed. Listen, you can win the lottery and still have a healthy, successful life for sure.
Rare case.
But you need to have the maturity and the patience to figure it out.
Yep.
to figure out the best way.
And don't feel bad right now if you're listening to this and you're like, you know what, I don't have the connections right now, and or I don't have the proper business connections and things like that. Eventually all that stuff comes, you know, with patience and trusting the process. But I also feel that you need to be hungry for more. You can't just pray and hope things are going to get better, or pray, oh, I hope the right attorney or the right accountant falls in my lap. No, you have to go out and seek it. You have to go out and take steps to get to your goals.
Guys, a vibe is everything. I feel people's energy off every meeting. I meet with a lot of different people these days. Yeah. If I have to hire someone from one position, I will meet with multiple people.
Yep.
I will trust my gut. And that's another thing. You should always trust your gut, because we're all intuitive. It's only to what extent you're allowing to listen to yourself that you become more intuitive. And as you listen to like the innate feelings you're having when you're interacting with someone, whether on a personal level or a professional level, your gut's usually telling you the truth. So you should definitely keep that in mind when you're making certain decisions.
Yeah. So many people fall into, you know, so many traps from just not having the right people handling their business, including accountants and managers. That's just people in our business. But even in, you know, a regular, you know, W-2 job or a regular job that you're working.
Weird things happen all the time. And it's just, I think it goes back to having the patience to correct things, to get back on track, get back on the path, and stay focused.
Well, honey, we've been through a lot over the past 10 years, and I feel that, you know, we have, you know, lived and learned, and that's what life's all about.
Yeah, and I think kind of what you said right before we hit record and we started this podcast, I think that it's really important for everybody to know that when you're going through hard times or you're going through a challenging process, there is growth in that pain,
yes,
of opportunity to improve yourself.
Yeah, we just went on a rift, and that's what this podcast and a lot of podcasts are about. But that's where we wanted to get. I think that pain, a lot of people shy away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you think about in exercise, what happens when you get a little pain? You get gain, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens if we have it all wrong right now? That everyone is shying away from pain and sort of struggle when that's where you should be.
Yeah, like Mike and I don't know if this is going to come through clear on a podcast, but Mike and I had like a deep conversation the other night, because I was like, so wait a minute. When you go through really hard things, whether it's working out or like a devastating thing in your life, you're growing.
Yep.
You don't realize that you're gaining these intangible strengths.
Skills, education, experience.
Internally and externally. So what if our brains are hardwired to think that
pain is bad,
but what really is bad is good. So when we feel good, we're not challenging ourselves, because we're not growing and learning. If you're feeling good and you're feeling like you're not doing anything, I'm like, what if that's bad and bad is actually good?
Yeah. Yeah. This was a really deep conversation, guys, that we had. And I hope
that makes sense to you guys.
I'm going to have to listen back our podcast, because we're going really deep today. But I think we've spoke about this once before, and we spoke about obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that an obstacle is a brilliantly disguised opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we've said this before, that if you are facing some sort of obstacle in life, and or some sort of, you know, red light or a one-way street or something that's telling you that it's getting difficult, I feel that at that particular time you should realize, you know what, I just listened to Mike and Lauren's podcast the other day, and I'm taking this to the next level.
Yeah.
You know, step on the gas and move forward. It's a chance for you to grow in life, get stronger mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Mm-hmm. And life, we've mentioned this before too, and we kind of giggle when we say it because it sounds super cliche, but life is truly about your experiences and the journey of getting to where you want to be. It's not the end result.
I just put on Twitter today, and I don't know if you've seen it or this is just a coincidence.
You know, I'm not good at Twitter, so I did not see it yet.
Just me and my wife, we're just big into being, you know, spirituality. And, you know, oh my God, it's 11:11.
Yes.
But on Twitter today, I just put, life is about the journey, not the destination. And most people have it wrong in their head, and they're worried, I will be happy when I have this amount
when
of money.
When I get this, when or I have, this have job, that or item.
And that is a big
superficial way to live.
Setup. There's a big setup for failure.
It is, because you're not going to be happy. Those things
Those
things don't bring you internal joy. They may bring you fleeting.
No, I think it's a setup for unhappiness because you keep telling yourself, I'll be happy when this happens. And then all of a sudden you get it and you're not happy and you're like, oh my God, why am I not happy? It's because happiness starts from within.
It's true.
And we've said it before, the most happy people that we've ever met in our life, including ourselves, are people that are working on themselves, improvement.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So hopefully you guys appreciated that. That deep talk
that we just got into. We just went down the rabbit hole.
But I really like to share that kind of stuff because these are conversations like we have offline, like just me and my husband talking. And I was asking him, like, what if we're programmed backwards? And like literally, like think about it. What is good is actually bad. And when you're feeling bad and you're struggling and you're challenging, that's actually good because you're growing and you're developing and you're learning new ways to navigate life. And then you have your own life experience and then you become like a wise person to share that experience with family members or you guys listening to Here's the Sitch. Like you just continue to help other people with your own story and your own experience. Like that's kind of like what makes the world go round.
Yeah, I totally agree, honey. And I have like stories to back it up. And we've said the story before, but I think it was about a couple years ago. I was overweight, remember? Mm-hmm. And I had to take one of my first couple TV jobs. And I was sort of like insecure about taking a TV job because I didn't have my six pack. And that's how I identified myself. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I overcame that insecurity by coming up with a new identity called Big Daddy Sitch.
Yep.
Everyone loved Big Daddy Sitch. I took a chance on it. I was like the lovable, jolly fat guy for like a season or two. And I accepted it. And there's nothing wrong with that. I felt that I overcompensated with exquisite conversation, quotes, and sort of like, you know, just a relatable lovableness, I guess. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I lost the weight, guys, but I kept the name.
The name stuck around.
The name stuck around because it just meant so much to me.
Because you made it much more than what you were initially using it for. Like you said, you were using it to like recreate yourself because you weren't where you wanted to be.
Yes.
But guess what? You didn't need to be there for your fan base in public and for people to love you.
The fan base loved me.
You didn't need to do that.
And I showed everyone sort of like all you need, you are good enough who you,
exactly.
who you are.
You are good enough who you are. You don't have to have a six pack. You don't have to have the past things that may have defined you at a certain period time of your life because you're a constantly evolving human being. So you shouldn't remain the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I know someone told me recently, oh my God, like I've gained so much weight and I'm not myself. And I'm like, listen, you got to have acceptance of who you are and love yourself first.
Yep.
And that advice right there is for anyone listening, no matter what you're going through. Like my wife just said, we are a masterpiece and a work in progress all at the same time. If you are upset with anything in your life, guess what? You're not a tree. Move and make the changes. I love that one. All right. Let's on a daily basis, do something today to make your future self proud. If you want to change your physicality, guess what? Prioritize exercise and exercise first thing in the morning before your brain tells you that you're tired and you don't want to do it anymore. And I guarantee you the rest of the day, you will probably make healthy choices because you just exercised and you feel better about yourself. And one day after another, weeks after another, months, you're like, oh my God, like I lost 20, 30, 40 pounds.
Yep. It's true. I also struggle with patience. So I also struggle with...
Oh my God, you definitely struggle with patience. Oh my God, my wife was wild.
I've gotten a lot better over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But it is still very much a struggle. And I think even in this day and age of 2020 with, just like you said before, everything's Wi-Fi, everything's 3G, everything's instant, everything, you know... It's just nonstop accessibility. So when you're not able to achieve something, which this past week when our power being out, we also happen to just live in a dead zone, like the road and developments we live on have no Verizon towers for some reason or just like no phones work. So when our power went out, we literally were taken off the grid. Like even if our phones and iPads and whatever were charged, they did not work because there was zero signal. So we were like, holy hell, like how do we even communicate with anything?
Crisis mode.
Let alone, you know, the instant
But I'm very proud of us because we had some very, very productive days when we had no power. We had no air condition. We were not sleeping well. We jumped in the car, guys, and we were exercising in the daytime. We were doing emails in the car. Mosey was in the back seat with the air condition blasting. Like, we got a lot done during those 2 or 3 days when we had when we were in crisis mode.
Yeah, shout out to the Jeep Gladiator. I found out it has its own Wi-Fi. I set up its own Wi-Fi hotspot. I sat in the car and did like emailing and everything. And then like within 96 hours, it was like, you've used all your data.
So. But guys, it tells you right there, you will find a way or you will find an excuse.
Exactly.
I mean, that's exactly what we did.
We stayed busy the entire day and we brought, like you said, we brought Mosey with us because we were not going to leave our precious son in a hot box of a house.
The chosen one.
Like, it was literally the, when the power came back on, the thermostats literally said like 95 degrees, like indoors. Okay.
Yeah.
It was insane. So we brought Mosey with us. We put him in the car every day at like 8, 9 a.m. And he was just riding out with us. He's like, I'm with you guys.
We were riding out to the bank. We were going to the post office. We were, you know, sending emails. We were just handling business. I'm very proud because even though it was crisis mode, we just, you know, just put.
We had a lot to do.
Yeah.
So we just continued working. Yeah.
We did what we had to do. We had a great schedule. We continued to exercise and definitely very proud of us.
And now because Mosey is so – Mosey learns very quick. He's a golden retriever, so he's very smart. And now that he's used to being in the car on the run with us, he now in the morning when we go to leave for the day, he comes out and he literally sits next to the car like, please let me in. Yeah. I want to come out with you today.
Yep. He wants to come.
He wants to be with us all the time now. So 2020 has become the year of us spending so much time at home, which means a lot of home workouts. That made me realize how important it is to have all the right gear to support your health and fitness goals. You guys know what I'm talking about. I've shared this with you before, and I'm back to share it again. I absolutely love this brand called Barefoot Scientist. It's the world's first premium foot care company, and they have everything that you need to keep your feet healthy and happy, especially when you're working out. Their products target every issue that active feet may have, from blisters to muscle aches, dirt, sweat, and even odor. Every single product is specifically formulated for the unique needs of your feet using the very best ingredients from science and nature. So I told you about this before, but I just want to continue to share it because I absolutely love it. I used their Reboot foot peel, and I have to tell you, my feet were looking rough because we had no pedicures and no salons open for the better half of a year. And once I used that peel, it was super easy. It was a cute little booty. I put them on. Mike and I watched a movie. Within 90 minutes, I took them off. And I will tell you, your foot is literally going to peel and shed the dry, damaged skin. So it might be a little gross for a day or so, but the after effects and the results, my feet are like newborn baby skin, even on my heel and on the ball of my foot. And I also started using their pre-heels treatment, which is a really cool spray that you can spray on your feet anytime you're going to wear high heels going out. So also in 2020, I've been living in activewear and not high heels. So now that we're slowly getting back to normal, I'm using that pre-heels treatment to help a girl out. Also, fun fact, Barefoot Scientist products are all hypoallergenic, dermatologist tested, cruelty-free, and free of phthalates and parabens, so you know you're only using the super good stuff. So right now, our Here's the Sitch listeners can get an exclusive 20% off their first order at barefootscientist.com by using code SITUATION, and shipping is always free. It's such an amazing situation. You guys need to head there right now. The website is barefootscientist.com. Code SITUATION. Go get all your foot care essentials right now at barefootscientist.com and enter promo code SITUATION at checkout for 20% off your first order with free shipping. You guys will thank me later. I'm telling you, go check it out.
I want to get to the phones right now to hear some of the subscribers and listeners
of
what they're thinking and what they're going through right now, guys.
My name is Jessica. I'm 27 years old, and I'm from Ohio. It's about 8 a.m. Just got finished with my morning workout. Listened to you guys while I was working out, And now I'm on my way to work. I work at a community-based correctional facility. So it's not a prison, but it is a treatment center for felony offenders. And I've been working there for like a month now. I love it. I go to the jails. I assess the inmates to see if they're eligible for treatment, because if we can prevent people from going to prison, we want to. We want to give them that opportunity to still be in the community. And it's a 4 to 6 month program. And I love seeing the success stories. And my part in my job is I try to help them understand that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And there are good things to live for. And life really is so good. My job can be mentally exhausting at times, but I listen to you guys at the gym, and it really does inspire me to be better in my own personal life, as well as my work life, you know, my relationship life, and my relationship with my family. I'll be listening to you guys in the morning, and you say something, and I just, out loud, I just want to say amen, because it is so true. So, Mike and Lauren, I want to say thank you for your kind words and your inspiration.
Wow, that is so cool, honey. What was her name?
Jessica from Ohio.
That is so cool. I like the fact that she went through a number of areas in her life that she was trying to improve. There's just so many ways to improve your life, you know, with relationships with your family, your work life, your love life, fitness, obviously even more, you know, with spiritual life. There's so much time to improve, and that's all we have right now. We have some time while we're on this earth, so why not get to improvement?
Exactly.
And little changes.
Life is so short. You should be enjoying your time here, and you should be educating yourself and expanding yourself to grow and continue to do things that bring you joy and make you most happy. And I love that her job and her livelihood is something that brings her so much happiness. And she feels rewarded.
She's helping people, you know?
Exactly. And when you are helping people, there's no amount of anything that can replace that feeling.
Oh, it's awesome.
Nothing feels as good as when you are helping people, especially people when they're like low and down and out and really need that motivation.
We rise by lifting others, and we give service work all the time when we're giving back. And we work at a treatment center, Banyan Treatment Centers. And on a monthly basis, we share our experience, strength, and hope, sort of to give people hope to get back on a healthy, positive track in their life as well.
Yes. And we are actually, let's talk about that. We just launched a new Instagram project.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Called It's at the Hope Dealer.
Yes, please follow at the Hope Dealer. It's such a cool name, and it has a lot of meaning to it for us and our family, and how that we are dealing of hope now and giving hope to people that are not fighting for themselves right now, in all walks of life, with mental illness, various forms of addiction. And so we're trying to give hope to the hopeless right now and fight for those that are not fighting for themselves.
Yeah. And we have a bigger project that we're also going to be bringing along too on our YouTube soon.
Oh yeah.
So make sure you continue to stay tuned to the Situations YouTube. For sure.
We're going to try to do like a positive, I guess, is like a talk show.
Like a positive talk show on YouTube. It's going to be really cool. We're figuring out like our first interview and our first guest. We're going to do it before the end of the month. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah. Don't forget to follow the Situations on YouTube as well, guys.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Lauren. Matt from Rhode Island. Just listening to your podcast. Talking about balance. I feel like I have a good handle on balance. I'll work very hard for, you know, like 3 weeks in a row, and then I'll take a week off. My work schedule can get pretty hectic and work a lot of hours, but I try to make that time always to take a few days off or a week off every few weeks to try to, you know, ground myself and connect. I also watched Down to Earth with Zac Efron. That water episode was fantastic. I was wondering, what type of water do you guys regularly drink? Down here in Rhode Island, we usually drink Poland Springs, but I'm looking on switching it up a little bit.
Wow, that was very cool. What was his name, honey?
Matt from Rhode Island.
That was a very cool caller. What did you think?
Yeah, I think it's, well, I don't know what your line of work is, but if that is balanced for you, then that is great.
I have to.
We don't know what you're doing. So like when you said you work for 3 weeks really hard and then you take a week off, at first it sounded a little crazy, but like we work really unique time frames and hours as well. So sometimes like our schedule is not normal to some other people. Well, so we don't know what he does.
I might have to take a calculator out right now, because if he takes a week off every month and there's 12 months.
But we don't know if he works like 24/7. Like, for example, my mom and my sister work in the hospital, so their shifts are 12 hours. So you work 3 days a week and that's full time. So you don't really know what could be happening over there.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm actually just trying to understand it. So if he takes a week off every single month, that's 12 weeks out of the year that he's just living his best life.
Watching Down to Earth.
Yes, he's watching some Netflix.
But
I have to say, for us, when we take off, I would have to say that maybe on the weekend, you know, there's like one day that we're really not doing much, where we won't make the bed or whatever. And that's like our way of sort of like resting.
Yeah, I have to say, since you came home from prison, we have not taken more than one day off of everything.
Yeah.
Like not, but we do a lot of different projects. So people yeah. might be like, what? You work every day, all day. You know what I mean? But we're constantly working on different things and projects, and some of them work and come to fruition, and some of them are still in mm-hmm. the conception phases. Yep. Mm-hmm. Like it's a constantly evolving, mm-hmm. moving target. And we've been hustling for a minute. We might need a vacation sometime next year.
Listen, we definitely could use a week vacation. It seems that, what's his name?
Matt
takes a week off every single month.
That's too much. I don't need that much.
Listen, to each his own. That's a pretty cool caller. To his question about the water, I think we're into Poland Spring as well right now.
Yeah, Poland Spring is the good old tried and true Northeastern classic. A lot of people don't know this about the water, but like if you go to other parts of the country, they don't have Poland Spring, because Poland mm-hmm. Spring is a spring in Maine.
So
it's actually from the Northeast.
I would like to have access to more waters, quality of waters.
Well,
like,
where I think we should just get because we're not using single-use plastics anymore. Mm-hmm. We're going to get like one of those coolers where you mm-hmm. get like the big gallons. Mm-hmm. I used to use Deer Park spring water growing up, which is from upstate New York.
I want high quality.
Well, I am a fan of, what's the one that I do love? Is it Fiji?
Fiji.
I do love Fiji. It's pricey, but water, it's quality.
I think we should do like a blind...
Oh, well, I will kill that. I will kill that.
I think we should do a blindfolded
for YouTube
taste test of different waters and be like, which one do you like? I think that'd be interesting.
And then right now, I'm also a very large fan of sparkling mineral water. So I love Pellegrino. That's mm-hmm. like one of my favorites ever.
Are the bubbles
ever.
Good for you though?
The thing is, if they're natural, I don't think they're bad. See, this is a sparkling real water, like natural mm-hmm. water. That's different than seltzer. But then we also have the Bro. Shout out to E-Clean Bro. We do drink the Bro's water. I have a bottle of Bro water in here, and I have a bottle of Pellegrino while I'm podcasting. Mm-hmm. So we have many different waters. I think we do have to do that taste test.
Well, on cheat days, everyone knows I love diet sodas. But I am being more mindful of the other types of drinks that I'm drinking because there's a lot of chemicals in there that are not good for us. And definitely, like I said, I definitely indulge on a diet soda once a week, or I have a cheat day where I'll have a couple sodas. But other than that, I'm being more mindful by drinking more quality water, and so should you guys too.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Morgan from Evansville, Indiana, and you guys have really helped me. I just got out of a toxic relationship. I finally realized that I was not worth that, and I am going back to school for nursing. I finally got the courage to actually apply, and I got accepted, and I am very thankful that you guys have given me the courage to actually do it. I've wanted to do these things for a long time, and I could never do it without you. So thank you guys both for doing that, and you are listening to a future nurse. So thank you.
Wow, that was so cool. What was her name, honey?
Morgan from Indiana.
Morgan from Indiana. Big shout out, I mean, to the future nurse in the building. I love having the vision and the goals that you have and the chance that you took on yourself. And it was a big It wasn't a bet. Actually, it was a good bet, because anytime that you invest in yourself, that's when you start to get a high risk of return. Right, honey?
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Oh, my goodness. And she said courage.
Yeah.
Courage is like a muscle, guys.
Yeah.
And the more that you use it, the more that you can continue, you know, in the future use it. It's like a, what's the word? Well, it is a muscle, but like I said, the more that you have courage to make good decisions, the more that you'll make better decisions and be stronger and for yourself and your family, your future family.
Hey, Mike and Lauren, this is Mariah from Connecticut. And I just want to say that God is totally using you guys in this world, especially during this time. All the positivity and all the encouragement and motivation you guys give, it's seriously a blessing, even to just simple old me, but to this whole world. So thank you guys. I love your podcast. I hate waiting till Tuesdays. I wish it was every day. I just wanted to say, during your last podcast, talked about rest, and I have two little ones. I've been on my fitness journey for about 6 months now. I've lost 33 pounds, and I feel like Lauren, where I see a result and I just don't want to give up. I don't sleep much because I have a little baby and it's hard to get rest. But I do try to take Sundays to not work out, but I do feel like, oh, I need that workout. It's my sanity. So I do try to, like, at least go for a walk with the kids, do something. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I just wanted to put my input there. And I just wanted to say thank you again. And God bless you guys.
Wow, that was really cool, right, honey?
Yeah, that was Mariah from Connecticut. So thank you for being an avid Here's the Sitch listener. We love you guys as much as you love us. So we are so grateful for all of your sweet messages of support. And we are so glad that we can be someone to lean on through 2020 and keep the positivity and motivation going in the right direction for everybody.
Yeah, I totally agree. I also think that it was a good idea that she said she takes the kids for a walk. It's so important to get the kids acclimated to fitness and
the
exercise.
Outdoors.
And the outdoors, yeah.
And the outdoors now is such a, that's such a silver lining of the COVID era right now of, like, you know, the schools are out, the electronics are not ideal to be on. Like, get them outside, get them used to being outdoors with you. Like, I think that's wonderful, and you are doing an amazing job, so keep it up.
Yes, the universe is rooting for you guys.
Hey, Mike and Lauren, it's Nathan in Las Vegas. The way I'm spending my quarantine is I'm working every day. So I'm in the construction industry, and we're still essential, still building businesses that can't open, but we're doing our part and making sure that our customers are taken care of. But it is definitely weird. We're wearing masks to meet customers. We're, you know, doing air shakes and all kinds of stuff, but we're definitely in weird times. You know, I just wanted to touch base, say thank you for everything you guys do. And, you know, I'm out there for anybody who's not working. Definitely, like Lauren always says, stay positive. There is a brighter horizon ahead. Also, feel good that you don't have to work right now in this crazy mess, because it's definitely weird. It's hot, it's uncomfortable. You know, these masks, you know, though they're saving our lives, they do get very inconvenient at times. So staying positive through it is priority number one. So again, Nathan, Las Vegas, just want to say thank you, and you guys stay safe and keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much for your call. I really, you know, liked his positivity. Positivity is a choice, guys. And I guess he's out in Vegas, he said, right, hon?
Yeah, he's an essential worker in Vegas. So shout out to all our construction workers, because a lot of people are not realizing that they are also essential workers because they have to be working out there.
I think they have to wear a mask outside over in the West Coast, right? I know in the East Coast,
they all should be wearing masks.
Well, I'm saying on the East Coast, we're not, it's legal that we don't have to wear a mask if you're outside.
Oh, if you're social distancing.
If you're social distancing.
But if you're
outside,
working on a job site, there's probably a lot of people there.
So probably, you
do have to wear a mask.
Yep.
It's just crazy, but hang in there. You're doing an amazing job, and I'm so glad that our positivity is helping you stay positive throughout this crazy time.
Yeah, it's definitely unprecedented times, but if we stick together, I think we got this, guys.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Taylor. I actually just got done listening to the episode on having a routine and a rest day with working out, and I just wanted to share with you guys what has really helped me stay sane during this quarantine and not being able to go to the gym. So I do like to do full body workouts, which involves like weightlifting and about 20 to 30 minutes of cardio. And I'll typically do that like every other day. I'll start on a Monday. So I'll do a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday type of thing. And then on the days in between, instead of really considering them like a rest day, I try to make sure that I at least go outdoors, you know, walk the dogs or something physical that doesn't feel like a workout, if that makes sense. My boyfriend and I have really picked up playing tennis lately, and we really enjoyed that with all of our free time. I love everything that you guys are doing. I love listening to the podcast. Helps me stay motivated to live my best life and stay fit and be active every day of the week. Thank you, guys.
Wow, that was so cool, honey. It kind of reminds me of Make the Day, Don't Let the Day Make You.
Yes.
And it's pretty much her whole schedule was just being active. And I guarantee you guys, if you guys are listening, obviously you are right now. if you can stay busy, you're going to be happy. Get some exercise. Get the body moving. And obviously throughout the weeks, you can obviously change up that schedule. Now she's doing tennis. You know?
Yeah, I love tennis. We need to get back to doing that.
Well, yeah, we can get back to that. I mean, we exercise a lot. My wife got sidetracked from the tennis comment, guys, but because we've played in the past. But I mean, we exercise, you know, 5 to 6 days a week.
I know,
and we're outside and doing trails and doing sprints and doing boxing, and we are a lot happier because we are prioritizing our fitness, and so should you guys.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. I just love you guys. I'm 55 years old. I am on I've been on a spiritual path for a while, and I do Reiki and I deal with crystals and everything as part of my business. But I don't know if I said anything, but my name is Debbie Gladstone. I'm a little nervous. But anyways, I just love you guys. Mike, I've watched you on Jersey Shore with my teenage girls and the whole time, and I'm just so, so, so impressed with how well you're doing. I love your podcast. I think you two are an amazing couple. Keep up the good work. Very, very proud of you. If you were my boy, I'd be very, very proud of you. Oh, you're not my boy, and I'm still proud of you. Anyways, have a great one, guys. Namaste. Bye.
That was Debbie from New York, and she is very into her spiritual journey and loves to do Reiki.
Describe Reiki for me.
I knew you were going to do that.
What is
it? It's like, we'll have to get back to
Reiki. Is that like yoga?
No. Reiki is like a massage.
Meditation?
But it's more of like, it's like body work, kind of. It's not like yoga. It's different.
Oh, it's like a massage.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. We'll have to get back to the Reiki conversation.
Okay.
But yeah, she was super sweet. And I love that. I love that all different ages and demographics are listening to Here's the Sitch podcast, mm-hmm. and that we're resonating with so many of you that are just looking to improve your life. And I love hearing all the different perspectives of what you guys implement in your day.
Yeah, you know what? It's so cool that so many people are on that trail of improvement. And those type of people are the happiest people.
It's so nice to hear from those kind of people because you don't always run into them all out there. You know what I mean? A lot of people are out that you run into on a daily basis are stuck in the rat race. So yes. It's nice to have like a community, which we've created here on Here's the Sitch podcast, mm-hmm. where everyone here is trying to better themselves and further their education and their experiences and just become better versions of themselves in all aspects of their life. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, we're trying to enlighten everyone and sort of raise everyone's frequency, and now more than ever we're hearing frequency and vibes right now because everyone's saying
I love it yeah. Keep it coming. Let me share the phone number with you guys, so if you guys want to be featured on our Here's the Sitch podcast, or if you have any questions, comments, concerns for myself and Mike, you can call the Here's the Sitch podcast hotline at 732-898-0414. That's 732-898-0414. I think we have another caller coming
in. Okay, let's get one more caller in and let's see what's happening.
Hi, Maggie. Good morning. My name is Jillian. I'm from Portland, Oregon. I was just calling to ask what are your favorite snacks to eat throughout the day, like to stay healthy? I've noticed that I not eating a true like three meal a day like I used to since COVID hit and we're all quarantining. I've noticed I've been kind of more snacky and I've been trying to stay fit and not gain an office butt from working from home. So what do you guys like to eat throughout the day if you're a little hungry?
So the snacking question is hard, but because for me, for my personality, this if I want to stay focused on my diet and my results, I really need to cut the snacks out completely because they're just not great. But if I'm able to manage like binging on them and I'm just able to have like a healthy amount, honestly, it's the tried and true snacks. It's like a handful of almonds.
Almonds are
raw,
great.
Unsalted, not roasted, like no flavoring, like just natural almonds. Mm-hmm. Also, fruit. Listen, a lot of fruit does have natural sugars and natural carbohydrates, so you can't overdo it. You have to have small amounts of everything.
I agree.
But I do love fresh blueberries. And they're full of antioxidants and full of good things for you, but there is a little bit of carbs in them, but they're also full of fiber.
Sometimes you indulge a little bit in cheese, not too much, like she just said, everything in moderation.
Dairy is does not agree well with me, and I don't think it agrees with most people, but for me personally, I try to stay away from it, but I love cheese.
What about a charcuterie board? That's pretty
charcuterie.
Healthy. Charcuterie? Is that what it is? Charcuterie?
It's charcuterie.
Whatever it is, I think it's prosciutto and salami.
It is, but do you know the sodium levels in that? Through the roof. Do you know what prosciutto means?
It's salted meats.
Yeah, it, literally, the word is like the past tense of salted meat. So it's like literally, it's covered in sodium, it's covered in salt, and then like hung to dry for however
long. Tell them about one of your favorite snackers, the Beaner Puffers, which is
the Beaner Puffers are just like the death of me. So and they're not even that bad for you. They're literally called Beaner, B-I-E-N-A, chickpea puffs. My white cheddar is my favorite flavor. The other ones are great,
ranch.
Too.
They have ranch.
They have a vegan ranch, and they have a spicy one.
Yeah, sriracha.
Spicy one's pretty,
like a sriracha.
Pretty hot, too, but it's spicy.
Tastes like a healthy cheese doodle, right?
Yeah, it does taste like a healthy cheese puff, and it's really not that bad. They sell them in, like, the small individual packs, so you can not go crazy, but I'll open, like, two packs at a time and just eat them. So, moral of the story, if you're trying to stay fit, snacking is just, you got to keep it to like healthy fruits and nuts in moderation.
Very
That's
true.
Really it.
Also, the timing of that is also very important
and
too.
The timing, yeah. Don't snack at night. No matter, after you had dinner, there should be no snacks. You should just be done and start again tomorrow morning. Also,
have some tea.
The tea helps. But also the thing that I've noticed that really helps me when I'm being really strict and really on point with everything is if I'm hungry and I start feeling like I need to have a snack in between a meal, I will just take like a 30-liter bottle of water or 3-liter bottle
very
of water,
good,
the like
idea.
34 fluid ounces,
yep.
And I will chug as much as I can, and then you get full because a lot of the times your body says to your brain that you're hungry, you're really not hungry. You're friggin' dehydrated because our bodies are made up of so much water. And not nearly enough of us drink half the amount of water we need, let alone the full amount. So if you feel like a hunger pang during a snack hour, just chug water and then see how you feel.
Hunger pang?
Hunger pang.
Pang?
Like, a pang in your gut.
Oh, my God. Hunger pang. That is one of the first times I've ever heard that in my life. My wife
I have quite a vocabulary.
My wife says that she has a way better vocabulary than me, and I don't think she can beat me in Scrabble, but
I've beat you every time we've ever played. You crazy?
I want to know how you even spell pang.
P-A-N-G.
Pang.
For real? Do you need me to Webster's dictionary?
I'm
going to
Google
you.
This right now.
Go for
on the
it.
Phone with you guys right now because
Go
I've never
it.
Heard the word pang.
Listen, and word of the day was like my favorite thing in high school, okay? Because I
oh
like
my
words.
God, here it is, guys. In Google, pang is a sudden, sharp pain or a painful emotion.
Thank.
And now in a sentence, Lindsay experienced a sharp pang of guilt.
Exactly. A sharp hunger pang.
Okay, so
exactly how I used it exactly how I meant it.
Wow.
Shout out to Holmdale School Systems.
Wow. I've never heard of this, guys. And the word of the day is pang.
Yep. Wow. Heard it here first. I actually follow Merriam-Webster's Dictionary on Instagram because they do word of the day every day. So I love that shit. I'm a nerd.
Unbelievable. Well, Listen, guys, before we have another sharp pang, we're going to have to exit here. I have the one of the quote of the day here is for you guys, because we're not going to exit out of here without an awesome quote. We obviously enjoyed this podcast, and we'll see you guys next week. But do not complain about the results you did not get from the work you did not do.
I saw that you saved that one. That's a good one.
That is a really good one
because what kind of self-talk are you doing? You know what I mean? To your body, are you putting the work in?
I feel that's people that are like hoping like something good happens, but they take no action.
Exactly.
So obviously when you don't get the results, you can't complain if you didn't take any action. The most, the best combination, obviously, is prayer and action. Okay. And little action towards your goals, and you will get progress. And you just keep smashing your goals. And that's what it is, guys. All right, guys. Keep smashing your goals. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch, the positive podcast you never knew you needed. See you guys next week.
Wow. See you guys next week. We love you so much. I'm going to give you the Here's the Sitch podcast hotline one more time so you guys can call in and feel free to share your questions, comments, concerns for myself and my husband. The number is 732-898-0414, and we will speak to you guys next week.
Take it easy, guys. Don't get a sharp pang on you.